Thanks, buddy. Thank you. Thank you very much. Keep the change. I'm in a hurry. Thanks. Thank you. Damn. I am so late. Everything that could have possibly gone wrong this morning has gone wrong. I slept through my alarm, spilled hot coffee all over my favorite tie, and just accidentally tipped my cab driver way too much. Not a great start to what is probably the most important day of my career. I was supposed to be in the marketing meeting 5 minutes ago. I've been working on this pitch for ages, and these clients are notoriously hard to please. They're sticklers for rules and regulations, and they are definitely the type to be displeased if they are made to wait. I must look absolutely ridiculous to the people I'm passing as I rush down the halls. People are giving me looks, and I don't blame them. It's not every day they see someone in a pressed suit and patent leather Oxfords sprinting through the lobby like a madman. No, the lift is leaving. Waiting for the next one is just not an option. I have to get on that elevator. Hold the lift, please. I throw my arm out and the door closes on either side of my briefcase, bouncing back open for me to slip through. Oh, thank God. I made it. I take a moment to catch my breath before looking over and giving the person in the elevator a small smile and nod of thanks. Oh, it's you. I've seen you on my floor loads of times, and every time I get butterflies in my stomach. I don't know your name or anything about you, but I guess you could say I've had something of a crush on you for a while now.
Nice save.
Thanks. I hate being late. This elevator is notoriously slow, but at least I'm here now. I'm in the building. I'll be walking into my meeting in 5 minutes or less. If I wasn't so worried about getting to my meeting, I might try to introduce myself or maybe even ask you. Oh, no.
Shit.
I jammed the button for floor 23 a few times. No, this can't be happening. Damn it. I scan the panel for the emergency button.
Hi, folks. Everyone okay? I'm afraid we're having a bit of a technical issue. We're working on getting you out as soon as we can.
Oh, perfect. Just fucking perfect. I lean back against the wall and slide down to the floor.
Well, this is not what I had planned for my morning. I'm supposed to be meeting with 3 of my superiors in 10 minutes.
I'm in the same situation. I'm supposed to be giving a pitch in a marketing meeting right now. I've been prepping for this for weeks. You work in the legal department, don't you?
Yeah. I think I've seen you around before, haven't I?
Yeah, I'm in marketing. You slowly sink down to the floor beside me, sliding your feet out of your heels and kicking them to the side. You tuck your legs beneath you and straighten out the bottom of your skirt. I love how calm and collected you are, even while stuck in an elevator with a complete stranger. I feel my pulse quicken as my eyes do a quick sweep over your body.
Ugh, I don't have any cell service in here.
I pull my phone from my pocket and glance at the screen. Yeah, same here. I wish I had a coffee right now. Didn't get to finish mine this morning.
That sounds good. Oh, and a cheese Danish.
Instead of focusing on the meeting happening without me, 15 floors above us, I'm focused on you. The sound of your voice, your quick wit, the way that your cute little toes look in those stockings. I smell something like sage and lavender wafting off of you. It's a bit intoxicating having you sitting so close to me. Your presence is calming and exciting at the same time. You look good, you smell nice. As far as being stuck in a metal box with someone, I'm certainly lucky to be stuck here with you. You look really nice today, by the way. I hope it doesn't make you uncomfortable that I'm offering you a compliment on your appearance. You look over at me with a crooked grin. I really don't think you mind, but it's a little hard to read you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. This industry is so harsh and cutthroat sometimes. It's rare anyone has a genuine compliment to offer.
Well, you deserve it. I mean, you look great, and every time I see you, it seems like you're doing your job well. Your smile makes my chest tighten and I feel a stirring in my pants. You're just so lovely. And it's kind of crazy that we're stuck together here, alone. God, why am I feeling so worked up? Is it the adrenaline and uncertainty of the situation? The fact that we're forced to be in such close quarters together? You shift slightly, leaning into me for a moment. You linger against me for a little longer than I expect. And I can't help but wonder, are you feeling the same energy between us as I am? I inch my shoulder towards yours and just barely brush against yours. You lean a little closer to me again, intentionally resting your forearm against mine. God, I want you. You turn your head and our faces are just inches away from one another. Out of the corner of my eye, I see your chest rising and falling. Your breathing is getting heavier and heavier. I lay my hand across the smooth skin of your thigh. Your eyes flick from my hand to my face. I hesitate, unsure if I misread the situation. I start to pull my hand away, but you reach out and hold it in place. My heart is pounding. Your touch is so soft, and yet the way you keep my hand pressed against your thigh, there's something urgent and desperate about it. We're both having a bad day, and it seems as though we both could use a pick-me-up. I'm just going to go for it. I lean over, and my lips press against yours, gently. Your lips are warm and inviting. My tongue slips between them, and I feel the fire take over as my kiss turns from soft to hard. Your hands slide to the front of my jacket and push it off my shoulders. I shrug it off and leave it where it falls, quickly following with my shirt and tie. You turn your body towards me and I hook my hands under your knees. I slide you forward until you're laying flat on your back. I run my hands over your blouse, thumbing the buttons open. Is this okay?
Yes. Please don't stop.
Any second now, the lift could start again and we could be discovered. Knowing the risk just makes my heart pound faster. Oh, God. You feel so good under me. Oh, fuck. I have to have you.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.